Welcome to the second series of She Talks Tech from We Are Tech Women. My name is Vanessa Vallely, CEO and founder of We Are The City. In series two, we'll be bringing you more of the same. Great tech topics, emerging tech, what's going on post-COVID, from some of the industry's most fantastic speakers.
And in a very simple manner, what we've basically done is to say that we want to free our customers by transforming fear and effort into control and trust.
Today we hear from the inspirational Mariki Flament. Mariki is currently CEO of Metal, which is a digital challenger bank backed by NatWest. Mariki is a French-born computer engineer who has worked across the globe in a diverse range of companies, from the luxury giant Louis Vuitton to Boston Consulting Group and to Expedia's Hotels.com. Mariki will be discussing her experience building Metal, the technology choices they made, and the ways of working to ensure focus is always on delivering features customers not only need, but love.
Metal came to be for three different things, basically, that happened through the years of 2017 and 2018. Number one is actually regulation. And what we saw with actually the rise of PSD2 is that there is basically a new game being played, which is that there is open banking, and therefore you can start interlinking different applications and different, basically different ways for customers to get their data or to get access to banking. Number two is actually a rise in competition. So the introduction of open banking made it easier actually for certain players to start disrupting what was happening in the sector. And for example, we saw the rise of players such as Tide, Revolut Business, Starling Bank, and so on and so forth. And that just basically meant that customers had different options now. They just didn't need to only go through large banks. They could actually go through fintechs and get a better, more sleek customer experience. And number three, with all of that, is actually customer expectations. I think all of us have seen that even more recently, is that we can actually get anything at the tip of our iPhones or basically on our computers. And therefore, there is an expectation to get anything and everything from a mobile phone and do that seamlessly and really in an easy and fast way. So those three main trends actually were what set NatWest Venture. And so looking at that, basically the group looked at, okay, where are we being disrupted? What is it that we should be doing? And how should we be doing that differently to basically offer the best possible customer experience to our customer? With that in mind, that's how Metal was set. And when we look at basically the business landscape, what we can see that broadly speaking, you have three big segments of small businesses. You have the sole traders, which are super small. It's basically a one-man or women band show. It's actually the largest segment of all. And it's a segment that actually has a very large chunk of turnover. Then you have the micro segment, which is with employees from 1 to 9, and then smaller team from 10 to 49. What Metal's focus is on is actually the sole traders and the micro segment. We believe that actually that's the segment that needs most sleek and really easy to get on journey. When we started Metal, what we look at and what we leverage, and we still do follow this to this day, is what we call jobs to be done. And jobs to be done is basically a way to actually design the best possible application and the best possible customer journey. By doing that, we really focus on what are the customer needs? What is it that where are really the pain points and what is it that we need to address? And through our research, we found that there are basically four different jobs to be done that Metal needed to solve for. Number one is help me start trading quickly by minimizing the time it takes to create an account. So what we heard from our customers is that basically if you go to a traditional bank, it still takes days or weeks to set up your bank account. And that's not necessarily something you have the time for or the appetite for. Number two is help me get paid on time and manage my costs better. One thing is really important for small businesses is actually managing a cash flow. And if you're not paid on time, then this could actually put at risk your entire business. So being paid on time and managing costs better, when is it I need to be paid? When is it I need to pay? Super important. Number three, and we heard that a lot, help me ensure that financial submissions and tax are accurate and paid on time. There is really a stress in terms of, am I doing the right thing from a tax perspective? Am I making sure that I'm doing, you know, it's on time? Am I doing it correctly? So helping alleviate that is really important. And number four, help me make better business decisions through relevant financial insights. Do I have enough funds? Can I actually invest into something? Those were basically the four jobs to be done that set Metal to exist. And in a very simple manner, what we've basically done is to say that we want to free our customers by transforming fear and effort into control and trust. So this fear of not doing things right, or the effort that is actually required to understand your business or to set your account, Mettle basically is there to help you do that and provide control and trust. And therefore, we've set our mission to say we give you the freedom to run a business. Basically, we put everything at the center for our customer and make sure that we can free them from running their business, making sure that they have enough time and that they basically have everything they need to run their business smoothly. Our audience, so I've already mentioned that, but our audience, sole traders, solo, small, limited companies and freelancers. Basically, we focus on the smallest segment of it. And the needs that we focus on are the jobs to be done that I've mentioned before. Mettle is the free business account by NatWest. And what we enable you to do is to get paid faster through invoicing on the go. We also let you know when you get paid. And we integrate seamlessly, for example, with free agents that we provide for free. So those are basically the things that set us apart. And I think that's where it's interesting when you think of setting up a challenger within a big bank. It is the fact that, yes, as others, we can also have a proposition that is extremely attractive from a pricing perspective. But not only that, we can actually do partnerships that are really important. So for example, the fact that we are by NatWest, we hear that over and over, is extremely reassuring for our customers. This is, you know, yes, it is a challenger, but it is actually backed by a very large bank. And not only that, but we can also do, for example, partnerships, which, for example, with Free Agent, which is also part of the NatWest group. And we can do that in a very attractive fashion. So for example, we offer Free Agent for free when you set up a Mettle account. Things that are interesting also when thinking, how do we actually set ourselves up and what makes us different, but also how to actually basically interact within a big bank. We've set a team of people who come mostly from actually a very tech industry. So our team has people who come, for example, for the likes of Amazon, Google, Expedia, but also competitors, for example, such as Tide and Starling. And we believe that actually it's quite important to bring, in a way, to the bank that type of skill set, because with such skill set, that's how we can actually help innovate. Not only that, but also what we do is basically leveraging the latest tech that exists out there. So Mettle is cloud native. Our entire stack is completely independent from the rest of the bank. And we use all the latest and best technology to develop the technology that underpins Mettle. And we believe that's actually really important. And in a way, we can, with the development of what we do, we can feed that back and help also the bank innovate. We've defined our values looking at, you know, the team that we have. What's happening with Mettle is that it's a team of entrepreneurs who's come in-house to actually build a business and help that business thrive within a large corporate. So our values, which sets then the behaviors that we want to see and the behavior that we encourage, are the fact that, so I really like the word Mettle. We are Mettle, we have Mettle. That sense of actually grit and resilience is extremely important for the business we build, but also for our customers. And so that's why our first value is actually putting our customer first. I've talked about that, but the framework, jobs to be done, and basically everything we do around that, making sure that our customers are put first, which is not necessarily, you know, always the way traditionally large banks have been working. So the way we bring that to life from a tech perspective is actually extremely important. Our teams are organized around our customers, and that's everything we do. We constantly talk with customers. We put them at the center of our ad campaigns, and we live and breathe for our customers. The second of our value is actually being passionate. And I think that's also something that's really important. We often see that a lot in tech and in fintech companies, but having a very strong sense of mission and wanting to do something to really make things much better is what drives us. So you come to the Mettle office or now you come to the Mettle video conference, and it's very rare not to have someone who has a Mettle t-shirt or a Mettle hoodie. That might seem a bit silly, but actually I think carrying that value for wanting to say we're here to help do something better is extremely important. Team players, the team is extremely flat, and we've reorganized along the ways that best tech and fintech companies are organized. We work, I've mentioned, around our jobs to be done, but we work in small mission teams and we set up squads to enable us to actually work in a very agile way and a very fast moving forward way. We are entrepreneurs. So I've also mentioned that with the type of skills and the people that we've recruited, but we've recruited externally people who come from a world of tech, but also smaller companies, and therefore people who have this grit and passion that entrepreneurs often have, and very focused on outcome and how to build that. And last but not least, we build quality. We want to build something that is sustainable, something that is of value for the main bank, and something that has this virtuous circle of not only building for Metal, but also building for NatWest. And we pride ourselves for the quality of the technology that we build and for the quality of the experience that we bring to our customers. And so when we look at setting up a challenger, that's actually what we come to, right? I think it is actually really important to look at the skills of the team that we bring, but also how we actually organize ourselves, how we interact with the main bank, and therefore also how we enable innovation to come for Metal, but also innovation to be carried forward for main bank. The bank, as I've mentioned, with the fact that we are by NatWest, is in a way our unfair competitive advantage. In a world where trust is extremely important, and in a world where sole traders and small limited companies actually want to make sure that they have the backing of a bank with them, being by NatWest is a very big competitive advantage. Sometimes what it means for us is that, yes, we have to be slightly slower than our competition, but yet we take the time to educate, because our hope is also that, you know, anything that we learn and any win that we can have within Metal is also something that we can help bring back to the main bank. One thing that we actually strive for is following policies. And it's actually something that is also making us be sure that we do the right thing, and might also mean that we are slightly slower, but following all the policies that the bank has, but yet reinventing the processes. And that's where also being entrepreneurs, we can bring our hat on and actually share how we would do a process differently and not follow the bank processes. And ultimately, you know, we see that the bank is our venture capital. And so we have the same responsibility as we would have to any venture capital. But we have funds that are allocated for Metal. And then within that, what are the returns that we need to provide? And what is the growth that we actually should be looking for Metal? Being part of the bank means that we have very high standards for risk and compliance, which ultimately might mean that for the start, progress are slower. However, from a long-term perspective, it is built for quality and actually built for sustainability. And with that, I hope this gives you an idea of, you know, Metal, what we do, how we do it, but also how we innovate within a large corporation, and basically how we try also to bring that innovation and push that forward for the main bank.
Mariki, I cannot thank you enough for being my guest on this episode of She Talks Tech. If you want to find out more about Mariki's work or Metal, you can find her on LinkedIn. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we hope you tune in next Wednesday for another episode of She Talks Tech.